Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
If you're tired of trying all these different manifesting techniques and not actually seeing any real results, then this video is for you, because I'm going to teach you the steps required to manifest anything. This is the universal steps. You can use this for literally anything. I have personally used these steps to manifest my dream body, my dream relationship, my dream business, and pretty much any other desire that has come my way. If you don't know me, my name is Patty, and I help people like you create the life that they desire without sacrificing your values or your well-being. So without further ado, let's get into the 8 steps required to manifest anything. Now, I know I've made a lot of manifesting videos, and I love finding new and creative ways of teaching this to you. So different videos may resonate with different people, but the concept, the law, it's the same. Manifesting is always the same. It just varies depending how you apply it to yourself and how it has worked for you, depending on your specific talents and abilities. Before we get into the steps, you have to make sure that you have a specific intention. The easiest way to go about this is to write a simple list of everything you want to manifest, big or small, and then go back and read that list and pick 1, 2, maybe 3 things that you're going to focus on. For this video, I'm going to use the example of launching your online business. The first step is to visualize exactly what you want. You need to ask yourself what it is that you want this to look like. What does it mean to have this thing, or be this thing, or do this thing? Think about your desire, think about why you want to manifest this, and imagine yourself living as if you already have it. What does that mean for you? A lot of the times we have these desires that don't even belong to us. We have copied others around us or adopted the desires that society has fed to us, but really we don't want this. So if we're trying to manifest something that we think we want, it's going to be really hard, and you're probably not going to manifest it because it's not meant for you. You don't really want it. So when you know exactly what you want and you know why you want it, you can picture it. That helps you be more firm with your intention, and it's going to make the rest of the steps a lot easier. So whatever it is that you're manifesting, make sure that you are 100% about it. You want it, you know how you want it to look, and you know why you want it. The second step in manifesting anything is now to identify the gap. So where you are now and where you want to be, what's missing? What are the resources you need? What are the skills that you need? What are the tools that you need? What is missing? If you could just wave your magic wand and call in the resources, what would they look like? What do you need? In the example of starting your own online business, maybe you need to have a website, or you need to have some sort of sales page. You also need to have some kind of social media presence, or know a different alternative way to market your services, to market your products, whatever it is that you're selling in your business. Most people don't know this, but this is what you're actually manifesting. The end result, our intention, our desire, that's the end, right? But the tool, the resource, the middle step before you get there, the thing that's going to bridge the gap is the thing that you're manifesting. You're not manifesting the end result because that is not something you have control over. You do have control over that little bridge though, where you bridge the gap between what you have now and what you're trying to manifest or what you desire, the outcome. The third step is to build faith. This is where we are going to do the energetic work. This is where a lot of the law of attraction manifestation techniques come in. That's what they're teaching you. They're teaching you how to reprogram your beliefs, how to assume and truly believe that what you want, you already have it. So in this step, we're going to be saturating our minds with this new desire, not only with what we're going to have and enjoy, but also with the resources that are going to get us there. So remember in the last step, I said, find what's missing, where you're going to saturate your mind with that thing that's missing. So it is no longer missing. So in the stage of building faith, you are going to do whatever makes you feel the most like you already have what you want. So some people enjoy meditating and being in stillness. Some people like to visualize what their reality gets to be. Some people like to use affirmations. Some people like to use journaling techniques. It's really up to you in whatever makes you feel like you're already living in that desire, like you already have the resources, the skills, the abilities, the connections to have and enjoy what you are manifesting. Step number 4 is actually the hardest step. This is where most people give up. So if you haven't been able to manifest anything before, it's probably because you skipped this step or you didn't really address it and you just kind of gave up after this. Step number 4 is overcoming your limiting beliefs. So at this step, you're probably going to get all your fears, all your insecurities starting to come up. You may start to feel like everything is kind of collapsing, nothing is really working, you shouldn't have wasted your time, why did you even try, you're delusional, this isn't working. When all these beliefs start to come up, it's actually a good sign because it means that what we're doing is taking us out of our comfort zone and we are growing and expanding. So when we're faced with these fears, it's simply our brain trying to keep us where we are and not level up, not manifest, because our brain doesn't know how good it can get. It only knows what is. This is where your commitment is going to be tested. So if you can stay persistent with your manifestation, you will see it soon, okay? Stay persistent. The way you overcome limiting beliefs is simply through reaffirming whatever it is that you choose to believe. So I go over this process in depth in the Rewired Play Shop course, but basically you want to address the beliefs as they come in and you want to alchemize them right away before they throw you off track from manifesting what you're trying to manifest. Just having the thoughts come up isn't going to mess up your manifestation, but if you don't address it right away, it can. So make sure that you always address any fears, any insecurities immediately. If it's a physical obstacle, find a way around it. Find a way to make that obstacle irrelevant. Step number 5 is to build a plan, okay? As you saturate your mind with this new reality that you get to enjoy, you're going to start receiving those divine nudges. You're going to start receiving little ideas, little inspirations, little advice, little things here and there, signs you could call them. It's going to start to reveal a path to you. So when you get these ideas, start writing them down. Start thinking about what plan could help you get closer to this manifestation. the easiest way to start attracting these little divine nudges is to actively seek out information. So start doing research. Start looking at other people that already have what you want. Start watching those movies or reaching out for advice to professionals that have already succeeded in what you're trying to succeed in. When you put yourself in this vibration of persistence, wanting to make a plan, wanting to know what the right steps are, you're actively seeking out information, you are going to start receiving those steps immediately. Step number 6 is to take persistent aligned actions. Keep going. You have your plan, you're following the plan every single day. It doesn't matter how much you do in one day, just do as much as you can every single day. Keep showing up, keep aligning your actions, keep doing your affirmations, keep saturating your mind with your desire, keep learning, stay open to receiving, and you will see results. Remember, different manifestations take a different amount of time. It could happen overnight, it could happen in a week, it can happen in a few months, in a few years. Everybody's different and every situation is different. Step number 7 isn't really a step, but it's where you receive your manifestation. So you've stayed persistent, you've followed all the steps, and now you've finally got what you want. It's so important to celebrate. Be grateful for what you just got. You could have manifested the exact thing that you wanted or something similar, maybe something even better. But the point is that your effort has paid off. Enjoy getting what you asked for. You deserve it. A lot of people skip this step because the thing that they manifested doesn't look exactly what they imagined. You have to understand that there's your plan, but there's also God's plan. There's the universe's plan, but you will know when things are manifesting for you. You will know. Step number 8 is gratitude again, and this is where you're going to start to get new desires. So you've manifested what you wanted, now you have the thing, and then you're probably going to want something even bigger or something better or something slightly different. This is where you are going to stay grateful for what you have and give thanks. Even though you have a new desire and there's something else you want, you still want to be grateful for what you already got and what is to come. Because remember, you manifested this, you'll be able to manifest the next thing. And when you get to the next thing, there'll be something new that you want to manifest. It's a cycle that keeps on going until we give up and we don't want to do it anymore. So enjoy the journey. Be grateful every step of the way. You can do these steps all by yourself and they're going to work. But if you want to get it done faster, if you want to avoid making mistakes, burning out, giving up, and not staying persistent, I invite you to work with me. I want to help you manifest the life that you desire. You deserve it. So if this is calling out to you, click the link in the description and I can't wait to hear from you. Bye.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious Dubai chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.